Thank you for calling Amazing Garage Door Service.
This call is being recorded.
Amazing Garage Door Service, this is Chris.
Hey Chris, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, what's up? I see. Thought it was you. So that's why I picked up.
I'm glad to hear from you. I tried to connect with you on Friday a couple of times, but it just wasn't in the cards. It doesn't seem like.
Yeah, no, I forgot. It was my son's birthday that day. So.
Oh, how old is he?
Eight.
Wow, that's such a fun age. That's so cool.
Yes.
I hope you guys had a great time.
Yes, we did. Got him those. He's a dinosaur lover.
Okay.
We got him one of those colossal T-Rexes. I think they're like 40 inches.
Wow.
So he had a good.
Dope.
Tough.
Oh man, that's so cool.
Yeah. Right. So let's dive right in. What do we got to do?
Okay.
Please send me whatever you got to send me. Let's do the Google verification. Can we do the Google verification or the Google verification first, and then we do the Google ads?
So you want to start with the Google guarantee first, and then and then bring the Google. Okay. So the advanced verification process that you're talking about, it's all in one. Mm-hmm. It's one process that's done for both Google ads and Google guarantee. So, whether you add the Google ads in now or not is really personal preference because it's one process for the whole shebang. So, the advantage to putting it in now, if you guys have the finances available, is that as soon as it's done, those ads will begin running right away. We don't have to call you back and say, okay, now you're advanced verified or X, Y, or Z. It's just going to automatically run ASAP because we have it sitting there and ready to rock. So it's really up to you.
Yeah, no, I totally get it, but let's do the Google Guarantee, and you got my word that we'll do the.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and set up a budget of $1,000 for the Google Ads.
Okay, I got you. All right, so let me go ahead and charge the one-time $250 application fee that goes to get that going, and then I will send out application. I will schedule onboarding, and then we will follow up with the next process to get everything going, okay?
Awesome. And then once that's done, would I be dealing with you regarding the Google Ads to activate that?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to be closely watching your account and making sure that everything is good to go. You're not just going to be left in the dark and wondering kind of like, oh my gosh, what's going on now? Like, we're always communicating with you, and I'll be following up and watching the account closely because I am looking to get you moved over to an ultimate package client, that does get you additional perks. Like I said, it gives you those free ads. There's different things going. So we want to make sure that we're able to do that for you. Chris, I have a card on file now. It's a Visa ending in 7390. I see that you are an authorized user on this account. Therefore, do I have your permission to charge the $250 application fee that is one time to this card?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Let me go ahead and process that now. Got it? Okay. It says insufficient funds.
Give me...
Take your time.
Sorry. Give me a second. I'm calling William.
Yeah, no, take your time completely. I have emails I'm answering. No worries.
Hey William, una pregunta.
estoy haciendo I'm going to give you a new card number.
Okay. So, give me 1 second. So the card number that you're giving me, is it only for this transaction?
Keep it on file, too.
Keep it on file. So I'm taking the old card off file. I don't need to save that number at all.
I don't do that because that's what we've been using. That's what we've been paying.
Right.
The,
so let me pull the old card. Hold on. Give me 1 second. That's why I want to ask before I press any buttons. I want to make sure that I'm not doing the wrong thing.
Let's do a one-time payment. Because
okay. So give me 1 second. Let me pull this. Nice. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so the card number is 4427.
Mm-hmm.
3225.
Mm-hmm.
4488.
Mm-hmm.
8253.
Expiration month and year.
Expiration 0530.
3-digit code on the back.
It's you send me a picture. Uh, 861.
The billing address is the same for this card?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that processed. I'm going to put the other card back on file as the regular billing card, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'd just like to make sure that there's no problem. Okay, we've got that. Update. Okay, perfect. So now, Chris, the email coming through, you want that to come to info@amazinggaragedoorservice.com, correct?
No.
No?
No,
you
please.
You want me to send the application to a different email?
Yeah, please. Okay. Could you send it to our Gmail, which is our company name, Amazing Garage Doors, with an S, service, singular, at Gmail. So Amazing Garage Door Service at Gmail.
2 G's, 2 S. Is this the email that we should keep on file for all to coming and going between you and Local Splash? So I'm changing it out from info at.
Yes,
okay.
I barely check. Not that,
that's
yeah, I barely
good.
Check it.
It's all good. We're going to get you. We're going to get you. Okay. Application is coming your way now. Now I'll remind you there is no license requirement in the state of Florida. So on the license question, you're going to put NA because it's not applicable. Okay. Now again, when we're doing advanced verification, which is they're going to give you in specific instructions during client onboarding for Google Guarantee, what it looks like to do advanced verification, we give you an email with a very explicit list of everything that we need. We leave no I's undotted or T's uncrossed. Everything is very, very particular. However, at that point, any LLC or any type of documentation you have that proves the business, such as, you know, business registration, LLC, corporation paperwork, anything like that is all going to be very, very helpful. And we need all of those documents, okay? Now, I am, give me 1 second, I'm sending this out to you right now, MNB, and then we're going to, oops, must have hit the cap locks at some point. Okay, this is going to have the numbers that you need in it. It's very simple. It's coming over now. It's going to say Google Guarantee Application, and it has a blue clickable link for that application. The application itself is very easy to navigate. If you have any questions, I am here. Again, if you have any other questions, my technician can also help when we do onboarding. But Chris, you're going to put William as the owner, and if I will remind you that it does ask if there are any front-facing employees, face-to-face employees that go out and bid and do the job on their own without one of you present. So if you cannot say with all assurance that you can vouch for that person there, that they would pass a background check, yeah, and you have their social security number, don't put their information on there. Okay?
To be honest with you, Amy, I just want to put William and that's it.
Perfect.
I'm not even in the country.
That's perfect. And that's 100% mm-hmm. your business. And I recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds perfect mm-hmm. to me. And that's why, like, we're not telling you to not tell the truth because he is the owner. We're telling you to tell the truth, but just keep the rest mm-hmm. to yourself. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, we want you guys to pass. We don't want any problems. And, you know, unless it's
exactly.
like you that you can vouch
don't
for.
Or
Anna.
To
we don't know everybody's
really
passed.
Don't.
And it's already hard enough for garage door specialists to get checked through, so we don't want any additional problems, right? So you've got that. What time can I schedule the onboarding call for you? Do you want that to be later this afternoon, this evening?
Yeah,
I have a call as late as 6:30, or we could do tomorrow.
As soon as we could get this done, like as soon as you answer me in, the better.
Okay, I'm going to do you at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, so it's going to say GG onboarding call. You're going to see the email come through, and then I will call and introduce you to the onboarding agent, and we'll get everything squared away for you guys, okay?
Okay, awesome.
All
and
right.
then once we got that squared away, you'll call me, and we'll, you know, set the budget for the Google Ads, right? And you guys will take care of... You know, making sure that the campaigns are approved, that ads are up and running, pretty much all the maintenance that has to be done to it, I guess, monthly. You guys will take care of that, right?
Yes,
absolutely,
100%.
For the 25% of whatever it is.
Whatever the budget is. So, everything we've already spoken about and agreed upon. In fact, as soon as you and I disconnect, I'm going to be reaching out to my Google Ad team, and I'm going to be asking, hey, listen, what can we do in way of advanced verification? I mean, is there anything we could do before that call to get him the information and get you so you can start working on your end as well? Okay, so you may be hearing back from me even before that 1 p.m. call. Okay.
Mhm.
All
okay.
right.
Awesome.
Do you have my direct extension?
I don't.
Okay. So it's the 877 number, the standard local splash 877 number, and then my extension is 224.
224. Gotcha.
Yep, 224. Right. And I am the only Amy here, and I did just go ahead and send you a text as well. I don't know if it makes it through because I know you have an automated system. But perfect. Then you have that as well, okay?
Awesome. Amy, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. I'll talk to you later.
All right. You have a good one.
Okay.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.